Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer, Jonathan E.
And here he is. Oh, no. All right. Well, guys, I wish I could live up to the goosebumps that that intro produces. I am not Jonathan E. Morden. I'm not even Robert Scott Bell. I am that other radio dude, Super Don. And Jonathan was here, and I think he stepped away, but we have got a packed show for you today. Not only are we going to be hanging out with Jonathan E. Moore, Cheryl Chumley, and Norm Singleton here on the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show, but next hour we are going to be hanging out with Dr. Nick Gonzalez and a special guest, and presently Robert Scott Bell is down in Southern California, Los Angeles. And he's going to the Natural Products Expo West, which is probably one of the biggest natural products events in the country. And this is going on down at the Hilton Anaheim and the Anaheim Convention Center, where they are, I mean, we were talking about just virtually every natural product that is out there is going to be on exhibit, and people are going to be networking and hanging out and sharing information. So that is where Robert is right now. We may even possibly hear from him today, if everything works well. But in the meantime, we are waiting for Jonathan E. Moore. Is Jonathan E. Moore back?
I'm here. Hello.
There he is. Hello. He is. Welcome.
I've been here
Welcome.
All the time. I just wasn't connected.
Oh,
yeah,
well, you
here.
Know, yeah. It happens.
Yeah.
So how the heck are
just
you?
A moment ago, I was piped in. I'm doing fine. I have a cold, but everyone does.
Yeah, it that does happen. It's that time of year for sure. But listen, glad to have you back on again. I don't know if you missed what I was saying, but Robert, I just talked with him a little bit ago. He landed at LAX about an hour ago, and he is down in Southern California for the Natural Products Expo West show. And, checked in, and everything's going well down there.
Okay. Well, cool. Maybe he'll call in.
Yeah, actually, we could call him if we want to. You want to give him a call and see what he's up to?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, let's surprise him here. So we'll see if we can get him on the line. In the meantime, what's new with Jonathan E. Moore? What's going on in Jonathan E. Moore's world other than the cold?
Well, I'm going to be on George Norrie's show on the 17th. That's kind of cool.
That is cool.
What else is going on? Well, the battle continues on all fronts against the behemoth government that is attempting to take away all of our liberties.
Indeed it does. You know, one of the things that we have been dealing with quite heavily here just over the last few days is this continuing battle between the pro-vaccination agenda and all of the minions online that want to go after anybody who even wants to question whether vaccines might be good or bad. I got to tell you, I've been working with various people. We've been putting articles out there. You know, this Jimmy Kimmel thing just will not go away. He keeps doubling down on the situation. And I cannot understand it, why it is that if anybody mentions, merely just mentions anything slightly negative about vaccines, people just become rabid and foaming at the mouth and want to pick up pitchforks and torches and go after these people. It's incredible. I mean, is it just me?
No, it's outrageous. It's a strange situation, not unlike other witch trial type environments, the McCarthy era, where people are assigning scapegoat status to these people so that they can have government take action against them as if they're criminals, when all they're trying to do is to be able to exercise a freedom of choice that they should have as a right.
Well, and that's it. And, you know, I attempted to try and draw an analogy, and I don't know if this is 100% accurate, but this really reminds me of the racism situation that we were dealing with many years ago, where, you know, you would walk up to a bathroom and they had an arrow pointing to, this is the restroom for the whites and this is the restroom for the colors, is how they described it back then. And it makes me wonder if we are looking at a situation where people would want there to be a restroom for the vaccinated and a restroom for the unvaccinated. Am I taking that too far?
Yes.
But hold on. I am. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'll be right back. How many minutes do we have? A minute?
Actually, we are on the air right now.
Oh, we are.
We are.
Well, how about that? I had no idea.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to know that we're on the air. I think we ought to give old Robert Scott Bell a call.
Yeah, we are actually attempting to get him, but you know who we do have on the line is Cheryl Chumley.
Oh, very good. Okay, well, go ahead and see if we can raise Robert, and when we do, we'll interrupt. But, Cheryl, it's good to have you with us. I know you, too, have a bit of a cold.
Yeah, fighting it. Thanks for having me, though.
Yep, and it's great to have you with us. Cheryl, you're now with WND, right?
Yes, I just started this week, as a matter of fact.
So Cheryl had been for many years with the Washington Times. It was a continuous news writer there, and now she's working on the news side with WND and working also on a new book that we won't reveal until it comes near time for publication. But Cheryl, among the topics that I wanted to raise with you is Ashton Carter's criticism of the Obama administration's ISIS strategy, not a full-blown dissent, but clearly on the question of timing for withdrawal of forces, he wanted to make clear that his position is different from that of the general administration. He doesn't want to set any specific timetable. What do you make of these? There are a couple of other minor differences, too, but what do you make of this?
Well, I was actually really glad to hear that he talked about the obligation to the troops, meaning that at least he's paying some sort of lip service to the safety and security of American troops that will be engaged in this mission. And if you telecast to the enemy that you're withdrawing within a certain time frame, that basically puts our own soldiers at risk. And so when he made that statement, I thought it was curious that somebody of his cabinet-level position would come out seeming against what Obama said. He basically disagreed with that sunset clause, but I was also very happy to hear him talk about the security of our American troops.
Yes, we're talking about the new Secretary of Defense, Ashton Carter, and certain deviations from the administration's position generally that he's taking, which indicates that he appears to have a scruple in common sense and a better appreciation for strategy than the administration does. It's always foolish, as we've known for decades, but this administration has proven to be the exception on this point, to telegraph to the enemy when you're leaving, because if you tell them you're leaving, then obviously they can hold back, or they can use their own strategy with foresight, knowing you're going to be out of there, and ramp up their operations upon your deadline for departure. So you never want to do that. You always want to keep your enemy off guard, not knowing either your strength or your capabilities. The other thing that happened here was the telegraphing by American officer there in the Middle East of our of the planned attack. I think it was on Mosul, was it? I'm not sure. To oust the ISIS fighters, which was, again, a disastrous thing to do. You eliminate entirely the element of surprise. Why you would do that, I don't know. But at least he agreed that that was a mistake. That is, Secretary of Defense Ashton Carter did. So there's some hope there. Now, how about Benjamin Netanyahu's speech and the presidential reaction to it, Cheryl?
Yeah, what a speech that was. I don't know if you caught the whole thing, but I know that at least you and listeners have caught the excerpts that have been played frequently on broadcast networks in the hour since. And what a speech it was. You know, if only Obama would speak that strongly and that clearly about the nature of the enemy, you know, and the reaction from the White House. I think Ralph Peters, one of Fox News' political and military analysts, put it best. He said Obama and the Democrats were behaving like whiny, only he used a different word than whiny, whiny little high school girls. And I agree with that. If they can't deal with the fact that the Prime Minister of Israel, one of our biggest allies in the world, comes to Congress to speak, and they can't let that snub to their pride go in the face of the words that he spoke, laying out so clearly the nature of this enemy, then that is rather high schoolish.
Yes. Well, Super Don, do you know if we have Norm with us? Not yet.
I don't think we have Norm, but we do have Robert.
Oh, Robert. Well, Robert, you know, you're getting to be like such royalty that we rarely have an interaction with you. And then when we do, it's for a brief period these days. Why is that, Robert?
You're so funny, Jonathan. We're walking right now out into the beautiful West Coast sun overlooking the Pacific Ocean at the Getty Museum.
Yes, as I say, royalty, Robert, royalty.
It's just preliminary to a very busy work weekend because we got the largest natural products exposition in North America, maybe the world, that happens this weekend, the Natural Products Expo West, where we plan to be live broadcasting with all kinds of surprise guests tomorrow and then on Sunday. So I thank you for holding the fort while I'm out on the left coast. Hopefully they won't infect me.
Well, my privilege to do that, Robert, and the bumper music is screeching in our ears right now.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration dates. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, 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 and it's not Robert Scott Bell, it's Jonathan Emord sitting in for Robert, but Robert is doing well. He's in Los Angeles at the Natural Products Expo West. We wish him well. We know that he's doing good work there among those who are interested in natural foods and dietary supplements. So good luck, Robert, and we'll see him back here shortly. But in the interim, unfortunately for you, you have me, and even worse still, I have a cold. But I'm not alone in that regard. We have Cheryl Chumley with a cold with us as well. Cheryl's back, and she has good information for us. We were talking before the break, about Benjamin Netanyahu's speech before Congress and the rather sophomoric presidential reaction to it. Here you have a person in Netanyahu who is boldly standing, as is Israel, against terrorism, against our mortal enemies, and is our strongest ally in the Middle East, without question. And yet, the President of the United States would not even meet with Benjamin Netanyahu when he came to the United States to deliver this address. It's shameful. It's outrageous that the administration is not siding with Israel on this. It's in our mutual best interest to prevent Iran from developing nuclear weapons. And unfortunately for us all, we have a president who has no foreign policy, no conception of how to deal with this, and instead appears to be coddling a country that is dedicated to our destruction as well as Israel's destruction. So we have a mutual interest in ensuring that they don't get anywhere, particularly with weapons of mass destruction. But having said that, this administration is not willing to do what is necessary to protect America's interests, either in that situation or with terrorism generally around the world. So, Cheryl, you were speaking about Netanyahu's speech and the president's reaction to it. I wanted you to be able to continue with your discussion about the administration's reaction.
Well, I think one of the funniest clips I saw was of Nancy Pelosi in near tears decrying what she perceived as Israel's face slap to America and the total disrespect that Netanyahu showed President Obama by making this speech. That just seemed above and beyond what you would expect someone in her position to do. It just baffles why the Democrats would be harping so much about the perceived snub of Benjamin Netanyahu speaking to Congress without their permission, instead of looking more at the dangers that he was outlining. It just seems like this administration would care a little bit more about the actual threats that are facing not just our allies but our own nation. Instead, they're hunkering down and they're just rallying behind some little childish slight instead of doing the jobs that they were elected to do.
Yeah, I think increasingly President Obama looks like Neville Chamberlain in his behavior towards these crises. He backs away, he's sheepish, he's irresolute, and he's failing to defend our interests. And I thought Benjamin Netanyahu rather adroitly filled the role of Winston Churchill. So you have this contrast that's so stark. I think it can only redound to the detriment of Obama politically, but of course the harsh reality of these circumstances and the pressing need for leadership couldn't have been more pronounced than after I think people heard Netanyahu's speech. Norm Singleton is with us. He is the Campaign for Liberty's Vice President for Policy and right-hand man to Ron Paul, who is at the Campaign for Liberty now. And Norm, what was your reaction to Netanyahu's speech?
I had a little different reaction. First, I thought it interesting that this is the first time I think I can remember the Speaker of the House inviting a foreign leader to give an address that was done specifically to criticize the campaign of the the policy of the existing of the incumbent administration. That said, I think that the administration should have scheduled a meeting with President Netanyahu. This is also the first time I think a foreign leader has been in America that I can recall where the excuse was it's too close to their domestic election, which is interesting considering that President Obama and I think other presidents have never hesitated to schedule meetings in other countries with foreign leaders close to American elections.
Good point, Norm. We're off to a break now. We'll be right back in a minute.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. 345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
No, it's not Robert, but it's Jonathan Emore subbing for Robert. And while Robert is basking in the sun and enjoying the waves, the three of us are here in the Washington, D.C. area, freezing our proverbial buns off as temperatures drop into the 20s tonight and the snow piles up over 6 to 8 inches. And it's not a pretty picture outside, but it's more reflective of the way Washington really is, in that it's a utter basket case disaster with no one knowing what to do and things slipping and sliding all over the place, which brings to mind the recent debacle for Hillary Clinton, which is her use of exclusive private email to carry on her business while Secretary of State. This is something that raises real problems because of the hypocrisy associated with it and other things. She had apparently been quick to condemn an ambassador for using his private email in a similar fashion while she was doing the very same thing. But there's more to this story, and I wanted to hear from Cheryl. What is this about, Cheryl, and why should we be concerned about it?
Well, to answer the second first, it shows once again that Hillary Clinton considers herself above the law. She doesn't have to answer accountability-type questions. You know, doing your email correspondences on your work email, during your work-related emails on your work email address is just standard procedure. It's not just standard in government jobs, but it's also standard in business, in private entities and so forth. I think most people relate to that. And the fact that she went 4 years never putting any of her government email correspondences on a government account, but did them privately on a server set up in her own home, registered in a male's name, that to most media accounts, a guy who doesn't even exist, just shows that this was a strategic, purposeful act that Hillary did to disguise her emails. She didn't want to release them. She didn't want the public to have access to them. She wanted to have full rein on what information would get out into the public. And the fact that now, after she's caught by the liberal media, no less, which I find a little bit interesting, the New York Times was the one that broke the story on this initially, the fact that she's now been outed and puts out a tweet late at night saying that she wants to release these emails to the public. She has the State Department looking into now what can be released. It's just yet one more example of Hillary Clinton, you know, not wanting to be accountable to the people and not thinking she has to be accountable to the people.
Norm, your thoughts on this?
I think that's it. Everything Cheryl said was exactly right. It's especially interesting in light of the last embarrassing revelation we got about the Clintons, which is the amount of foreign money that was going to the Bill Clinton Foundation, now the Bill, Hillary, and Chelsea Clinton Foundation, while Hillary was Secretary of State, which I think raises a question, a fair question to ask, which is, what dealings did you do with world officials, with international corporate leaders who may have been seeking influence with you as Secretary of State? To what extent were those donations done in order to get to by people hoping to buy influence with you as Secretary of State? And can we please see your emails, your meeting logs, etc.? I don't think that's unreasonable request. She was serving as a taxpayer official, and if there's an allegation of influence peddling, which there very well could be, I think it's not unreasonable to ask that we see it. I also think, considering that her involvement in a number of foreign policy debacles, Egypt, Libya, Syria, where she basically helped get rid of three very bad guys, but secular dictators, and ended up not giving us the JCs, but giving us the Muslim Brotherhood. You know, the Democratic left, quite rightly, in my opinion, points out the Iraq War was a failure, in one part because we ended up putting radical Islamists in charge, But the Obama administration is 0-3 in terms of so-called democracy promotion, and she was very involved in that. And then, of course, that leads to Benghazi. So there's a lot there in her record as Secretary of State, and there's a lot of questions. And this is part of a pattern of hypocrisy of the Clintons, who pretend to be these champions of democracy and of the little guy, but if you look at it, they are cater to big donors, they cater to shady money, they cater to dark money, and I think that there's a lot of serious questions that I expect a lot of fair-minded progressives who are going to start asking themselves, just like they did in 07 and 08, is this the woman that we really want to be the standard face of American liberalism in the 21st century?
How big of a deal is this, do you think, as far as the upcoming presidential elections are concerned? Is this something you think is going to last, or do you think it's just going to blow over? Cheryl?
Well, I truly think it's going to blow over. I think that the Republicans are coming out swinging strong now, but they also came out swinging strong against Hillary over Benghazi, too. And that is still going on. You know, the committee in Congress is still investigating that. And Hillary is still the presumptive Democratic candidate. I think Democrats are probably more worried right now at this point because there is no other candidate with Hillary Clinton's star power that they can run at this point. They would have to, you know, I'm sure they're looking at Joe Biden. There's some in the Democratic Party, but that's a little bit of a joke. There's O'Malley in Maryland. There are some other candidates, but as far as star power goes, Hillary is it. And I do think that Bill Clinton still has the popularity factor on his side, and when Hillary goes into campaign mode, she's going to be drawing on that in full force.
All right, well, let's shift now to Obamacare back at the Supreme Court. Norm, you want to tee that up for us?
Yeah, that is the King v. Burwell decision, and that's the case that basically relies on a, the Obamacare defenders call it a drafting error. But what it is that in the Obamacare law, the section that deals with subsidies for participants in the exchange programs, it clearly states that those subsidies are only available to people in the states which have set up an exchange. Now the states, now in 2013, maybe earlier, the IRS ruled that the subsidies would be available to anyone who, whether their state set up an exchange or whether their state had or whether people were relying on the federal exchange. This is a case of statutory interpretation. It's also a rule of law case. It's a case about whether or not the Obama administration should be allowed to unilaterally rewrite the statute. Yesterday the Supreme Court heard oral arguments, and as you know, Jonathan, you can sometimes read the tea leaves by the justices' questions, by which justices spoke. Not surprisingly, Ruth Bader Ginsburg was, from what I've heard, was sort of defending Obamacare. Justice Kennedy seemed skeptical, but he did ask a question regarding whether or not this would cause a death spiral, which indicates that him... And this is my concern, I think, and that him and Roberts are going to, as Roberts did in 2011, find some threadbare justification to save Obamacare because the court doesn't want to be responsible for upending this massive social experiment because they're concerned that as bad as Obamacare is, ending it or striking a fatal blow to it via court decision would cause too much social disruption and would tarnish the reputation of the court because there'd be backlash against the court for trying to do the job of Congress and the administration.
Of course, we don't place much stock in any deviation from the rule of law, particularly in a circumstance like this where there's plain statutory language that unequivocally establishes that states must opt into the exchanges as a condition precedent for these subsidies. I think if sober minds prevail on this one, if a 5-4 goes in the right direction and finds this to be beyond the statute and therefore invalid, It's not a situation where the Supreme Court should believe itself to be responsible for defeating Obamacare. In the first instance, it raises an issue, but that issue is squarely, appropriately a legislative issue. And whether Congress chooses to fix it or not, whether the president chooses to offer an amendment to Congress or Congress comes up with an amendment to resolve it is, of course, a matter of legislative concern that the court should not presumptively exercise a decision as to the rule of law based on the notion that somehow or another they need to politically resurrect this thing rather than leave that job to Congress. It is sort of a double whammy, isn't it? If they go down that road, they don't protect the rule of law, they will not only be themselves condoning an imperial presidency where the president can function as a dictator and change law at whim, but they will also be doing so presumably because they fear the consequences, and the fear of the consequences is no justification because those consequences are political in nature and appropriately legislatively addressed. Wouldn't you think so, Norm?
I would. I would also say that the courts should have some more faith in the in the elected bodies of government that Congress will do a responsible thing, which is figure out a way out of this mess, and this could be the final thing that gets us to have Obama come to some sort of a adult conversation with Congress about how to actually fix healthcare in a way that is.
I think that's beyond the norm, but I appreciate the sentiment. We'll be right back after the break with more.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops
helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Here we go.
We're coming back.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, Robert Scott Bell, unfortunately, is not with us, but he is in Los Angeles enjoying the sun while we're freezing ourselves into oblivion here on the East Coast. And that's fine because we have the warmth of the listening audience and the power of radio to reach out from our dreadful state and touch some lives out there with a message that Robert would be pleased to have us give. And now we're going to turn our attention to the very interesting relationship between Sheldon Adelson and Senator Lindsey Graham. And for that, I would like Norm to tee up the point for us.
Well, as I'm sure a lot of your listeners know, Sheldon Adelson is a casino owner in Las Vegas. He's also a very high-level political donor, and he is one of his big issues is outlawing online gambling. Now, he says that it's because he believes that somehow outlawing internet gambling is immoral, which is odd from a casino owner, but the fact is that he doesn't like that aspect of the business, which is fine. If he doesn't want to compete on that area, that's his right. But he's trying to throw his weight or use his influence to pass this legislation, the Restoration of America's Wireless Act. Senator Lindsey Graham, who may run for president, is the lead Senate sponsor of it, and he is also apparently being favored by Mr. Adelson, and this is one of the big reasons. Also, Jonathan, this week the Senate Crime Subcommittee was supposed to have a hearing on this bill. Something interesting there was that the witness list for the hearing was incredibly biased, one-sided. There was no witnesses invited who opposed the bill, even though there are good conservative reasons to oppose this, such as, for example, states' rights, concern about giving the government new powers over the Internet, and just the general questions of individual liberty. Three states that allow online gambling, Nevada, New Jersey, and Delaware, and the arguments against it are very weak. For one thing, you're not going to stop gambling. If you pass this, what you're going to do is guarantee that the online gambling is controlled by criminals. And it's interesting that first of all that this would be an emergency. This bill would get a hearing out of all the legislation that's before the Judiciary Committee dealing with Homeland Security, immigration, all these other issues, but this issue is going to get a hearing, and then it's going to get a hearing that is not even a debate. It's all staged propaganda. And we had,
well, I guess as in the notion that at the Sands, when you gamble, you will lose, and the House will win. In this situation, I guess Adelson is going to win once again by controlling who gets to testify through his good friend,
yeah,
Senator Lindsey Graham. So more obnoxious political theater, but is there any real prospect for this thing to pass? Because we believe in free enterprise among, yeah, the three of us, and we think that people ought to be able to do gamble online if they want. They shouldn't have to always go to the Sands to gamble. But is there any real prospect for this?
I'm not sure. It's possible that this hearing is just a check the box off and say that they did something, right, and that the House leadership, which has a fairly big agenda, doesn't really want to move this bill because it does split. It splits Republicans. It splits the Republican coalition. It really is a turnoff to, all those kids who flock to CPAC to vote for Rand Paul in the straw poll. If the Republican Party wants to see them stick around the party and help the party grow, this is the type of legislation they should be running screaming from. So hopefully that voice, with the efforts of Campaign for Liberty, that message will get through to them.
Well, thank you, Norm. We're at the end of the show, but thank you, Cheryl. Thank you, Norm, for another fantastic show. And Robert will be back. Don't worry.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial.
For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.